Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
I'm going to load up my trusty Benzinga Pro stock to buy, Spencer. Let's hit it. We're Genius Brands.
Okay, is there news today? News me.
There's no news, Spencer.
Okay, this is one that there's like never news on, right? Or there is news, but it's like never like...
There's like never news.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know this company?
I'm aware. Yes. I've interviewed Andy before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us the lowdown.
Essentially, production / studio / OTT for children's programming. OTT meaning over the top. But production company studio for children's shows. So the most recent headline we have is, They announced that their Stan Lee's Superhero Kindergarten has exceeded 40 million views on their cartoon channel, cartoon spelled with a K. But essentially, it's an over-the-top provider of children's programming, and they have a lot of IP, a lot of IP.
So here's why I think it's interesting.
Yeah,
is the thesis that I have is that the stock is really cheap right now. And you only need one of these series to hit and become like, what's that dog show that I like, Spencer? Puppy Dog Pals?
Peppa Pig? What?
No, the dog one. All that you need is one of these shows to hit.
Paw Patrol? Patrol?
There you go. No. Paw Patrol. Okay. All you need is one of these shows to hit for the company to make a shit ton of money. They have the Stan Lee universe. They had the Marvel rights. They have the deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then they have, you know, some new brands as well. And so basically my thesis is that I think that there's very limited downside in the stock with how cheap it is. And all you need is one of these to hit. Here's a portfolio of brands right there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What is your thought on that sort of take on it?
I think the business is one thing, the stock is another, and this thing is got a low float, right? It's got how many shares? How many shares on the float?
You want low float? You need to call it upside surprise.
You just might wake up to the stock up
100%. It's called upside surprise.
It's not as low as I would have thought. It's actually 286 million shares, which is not low, low. Certainly not a lot, but it's not low, low. Not low to the point where like anybody can decide to push this thing around, right? It will take some capital, but it's, you know, on the low end of the range for sure. So as you've seen from the chart, and the stock can do some really weird things. It went to $11 last year at one point. So, you know, we're at $1 right now. So you almost have to look at the business and the stock separately, because the stock can do crazy things irrespective of what's going on with the company. Your point is valid, Luke. All it takes is one.
I think that your downside is relatively limited. And then can we talk through some of the numbers a little bit, Spency?
What numbers you got?
All right. So revenue is basically non-existent right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What do you think trailing 12-month revenue is?
You just said it was non-existent. So I don't know.
It's greater than zero. $3 million, right? Which is more or less non-existent.
I think it's more than Nikola. Anyway.
Okay. So revenue is non-existent. Market cap, you know, $500 million, $350 million enterprise value, which means that they are carrying debt. The company recently raised about $160 million. So cash dilution, I don't think is an issue. And so this is absolutely not a a bet on valuation, which is typically how I look at stocks. This is something that I'd look at a little bit differently, which is...
This is for you like a YOLO play.
It's a little bit of a YOLO play. You want one to hit, and I have a general bull thesis on the space, right? The business that we're in is media and content. We see the evolution. The cable channels are losing power. That's actually one of the reasons that I got conviction in the stock, and I've been thinking about it for a while, and this week I think it's time to pull the trigger, is what happened with CNN. CNN, mm-hmm. right? They have their main broadcast mm-hmm. on the main cable stations. Mm-hmm. This week, they announced that they're going to run a second broadcast at the same time, specifically for streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. Right? The old way of the world was that all content was consumed on cable networks, on broadcast television. Right? The major networks dominated it, and if you got one of those deals, you're good to go. If you don't have those deals, you're screwed. It's becoming more dispersed. More and more streaming platforms coming out. The reason that CNN is running literally a concurrent broadcast, the same news, different anchors doing the same thing all day, is because they have the deal for their main programming locked up with the big cable networks. Now they can actually bring something over to streaming. I think that push continues to happen, and that's where it leaves a lot of room in there for upside surprise on something like a Genius Brand. So you need one of these to hit.
I don't know if I follow you, because the whole reason CNN's doing it is, like you said, is because they literally can't just move their linear programming over to
but here's what I'm saying. They're saying that being able to be on those streaming platforms is so important to them that they're hiring a staff of 450 people. And that's not 450 cheap people, but they're hiring a staff of 450 people in order to build that concurrent programming.
Sure, but it's almost because their hands are tied. They have to. So but okay, so yes, they're saying we think streaming is so important, we will do that. We will spend this money either way. And because Genius Brands already lives in this space, that it's sort of a...
It already lives in this space. It has titles. It has product. It has, again, the Marvel Universe, I think, is a very big deal. It's a differentiator.
Here's a question for you. So what is the market cap of Genius Brands? So it's 406... it's about $500 million.
$500 million.
I wonder what the appetite out there is for them to get scooped up. We're like a lot of people right now in Hollywood are speculating now that Amazon went and bought MGM, and assuming that deal goes through, which it probably will because it's a small deal for Amazon. There's probably going to be a bit of a grab right now for everyone trying to buy as much IP as they can. Right, Lionsgate is frequently mentioned as a name that is ripe for takeover. Right, LGF. Why not Genius Brands? If they have the catalog, if they have the IP, if they have the rights, theoretically, and I know nothing. I'm just throwing this out there. Theoretically, couldn't they get scooped up by Disney, for example? I'm just saying.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, Spencer.
Yeah, M. Harry says, "Are you kidding me? I don't know. I don't know if you're referring to Genius Brands or what, but it's something to think about for sure. I don't own the stock. This is not really my bag, this kind of thing. But like you said, it's a YOLO play for you. So there's nothing.
This is my YOLO play, baby.
There's nothing wrong with that. I have a YOLO play on right now. Can I tell you about it?
Yep. Let me hit this. Boom.
Oh, you're doing it right now."
I do it. I only do it on the show.
I didn't realize you were doing it. Oh, there you are on the screen.
I'm filled, baby. I stay filled.
You stay filled.
All right. So Luke, there's the YOLO trade.
Luke only
throwing it out to the chat. One if you like it. Two if you don't.
Luke only does marketing orders. He doesn't wait for the market to come to him. He goes to the market.
I stay filled.
Stay filled.
All right, give us your YOLO trade that you have on right now, Spencer.
My YOLO trade is DraftKings. I'm in it yesterday from 48, like 50, I think, I want to say, give or take a few cents. And the thesis was it's rallied $9 in the last 3 days.
Why? Do you know why?
Do I know why? I mean, I think it's fair to say that it was a little bit oversold. This thing has been punished from $74 to $40, right? Did it ever,
NFT, baby.
Did it ever deserve, hold on. Did it ever deserve to be at 74? Probably not. Does it deserve to be at 40? Probably not. So that rally started a couple of days ago. But yesterday, I think it was yesterday, right? Yeah, it was yesterday. It was Wednesday. I'm sorry. It was 2 days ago. The rally kind of began on Tuesday with the rest of the market, but 2 days ago is when they announced their NFT platform / store or marketplace. That's the correct term. Their NFT marketplace. So I saw that. That got me thinking. Mitch pointed out, you know, we do have NFL coming back in like a month and a half or so. Obviously huge for sports betting. The thing is probably oversold. I'm going to take a flyer and stop myself out at like the 44 area, 46 or 44 area, somewhere like I think Wednesday's open. Wednesday was the day they had the NFT news. So Wednesday's open was like 46. So next time if it falls below 46, I'm done. But that's my level. I'm going to lean on it. And until then, I'm golden.
All right, and then the catalyst that you're looking out for on DraftKings, and this sounds like it's a swing trade, is you have the NFT launching, which I believe is going to be, 2 weeks from now? And then you also have the return of NFL.
Yeah. And so at some point, Kathy Wood will probably come back in favor, like in terms of what she's buying and selling, and the chat's mentioning this as well. She's been loading up on DraftKings.
That Kathy Wood tweet? Should we share that I sent you?
No, we should not share that tweet. I think people are, the internet is a weird place. Okay. At some point, people are going to start paying attention to what Kathy Woods buys again. I expect, market tends to move in cycles. And she's been loading up on DraftKings this whole time. So, you know, I'm long for a swing from 48 to 50, stop myself out of 46, and, we'll see how it goes. We hit 50 today for a hot second.
You guys want to see the tweet that's banned from the show, I just put it in the chat.
It's just a little bit weird. I mean, you could show it if you want. It's just a little bit. I mean, I'd feel weird. Think about this. What would Joel think?
Does Joel stay filled, though?
I don't know. No, he doesn't, because he's all about
All right, Spencer. Next stock on the list.
He always complains that the market never gets to his order.
Did you see Facebook today, Spency?
I did see Facebook. One of the reasons for the move, Credit Suisse is out with a new street high price target on Facebook. I don't know if you saw that this morning.
Literally. All right, give us the price target.
480 is your new
stock. Was at 360, let's call it, when they threw that out there.
Yeah, we'll call it that. Sure. So it's going to be at 480 in like a few days at this rate. Up 6% today. It's not just Facebook. It's, you know, the whole social media space. You look at Snapchat, which is just, the candle looks ridiculous today. All time.
Yeah. And so let's talk about social as a whole.
Yeah.
So Snap, you brought up, Spencer. Let's pull that one up.
Great.
I'm going to refresh my trusty Benzinga Pro as well. Yeah.
Why don't I just do this? So
pro.benzinga.com, guys. P-R-O.
Snap, right there.
Chart 23% up on Snapchat.
Yeah, huge gainer. Earnings, great quarter. You all know that by now. Twitter, great quarter as well. Not holding gained quite as much, but still up nicely for the day. Of course, Facebook, we just talked about. And Pinterest, they report. When do they report? I bet you it says it right here. Confirmed for 6 days from now, next Thursday after the close. Look at Pinterest today, up 5%. Is that an all-time high? It is not an all-time high. Okay. The whole sector looking strong. I don't know if you own any of these. I don't.
Here's my move. Wait, I'm getting a call from Aaron Thomas.
Why?
Hello?
Hey, Luke. How's it going?
Going well.
Pitch my stock.
Okay. Found your phone.
Wait, he wants to pitch a stock, though. I wanted to hear what his stock
is. No stock to pitch. So Facebook all-time highs. I mean, we're right up at that high of the day, more or less. My play on it, which I do own Facebook. If we go back to the live portfolio, I bet that looks beautiful. Here, I'll give me a second and I'll get that loaded up, Spencer. But I'm sitting long and strong, not bailing. Stock is at all time high. Intraday, we're at high of the day. That is absolutely a let it ride for me.
I have not, and am still not interested in Facebook, and I probably will never be. Okay. Because
Why?
Their share of the digital advertising market can basically like only go down from here, right? They've got a duopoly with Google. I think like, what's the number, Luke? Like 85% of all money spent on ads on the internet goes through one of those two companies. And they have a duopoly. If there's one company that seems like they're most in the crosshairs of everybody in Washington, it is Facebook. It seems like everybody is pissed
sure,
off.
Sure, but let me tell you why I got long Facebook in the first place. And you know that I'm a value person, and I hate buying expensive stocks, right? The reason why I got long Facebook is because at Benzinga, we have tested every advertising platform out there. Facebook and Google, which I'm also long Google, far outachieve anything else. Right, I'm sort of lucky in that I get to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars running advertising on these platforms and actually seeing what the customer experience looks like. Google and Facebook ad experiences generate significant ROI. I specifically don't own Snapchat or Twitter, because we've spent a lot of energy trying to advertise on both of those platforms. No efficacy at all. Right. Obviously, Snap is on a rip today. It works for somebody. It doesn't work for us. But because Facebook and Google were so effective for us, that when we tested them, I don't know, a year ago, that's what my catalyst was to get into them. And I hate buying expensive stocks, but it was still enough for me.
Okay. I applaud you for applying some, you know, personal experience to your thesis, but you haven't convinced me yet. So,
all right.
I'm probably not changing my mind here. I own Facebook because I own like the S&P 500 in that regard. But I will never own Facebook individually. Did you see what I want to talk about just now?
I've got others, Spencer, if you want me to keep going.
Well, did you see like Oracle today? Why is Oracle down? Does anyone know? I know
who cares about Oracle.
All right, it's down.
Is what I'll say, Spencer.
I don't know why. All right, what's on your? What are you watching? You're watching some ticker with six letters.
But let's talk about ticker AEHR. Anybody who watches the show, let's pull this up. We had a guest come on the Power Hour earlier this week, I believe on Tuesday. Pitch the stock again. Ticker Alpha Echo Hotel Romeo. And look what happened to the stock from the time of the pitch, Spencer. So we were somewhere in the 550 range. Our guest came out, made a $100 claim on price target. Stock ran all the way up to nine. It's now trended back down to where it is. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this one is did anybody get into this stock after the Power Hour pitch? It was a crazily enthusiastic pitch. Basically, what the company does is they do semiconductor testing for like the chip makers. You know, they have gotten several orders recently. So if I scroll down to our trusty Benzinga Pro Newswire, let's look at press releases. That'll be easier, right? $10.8 million order, $2.9 million order, $1.4 million order, $2.3 million order, etc. As these press releases have been hitting, the stock has been popping on them. And basically our guest came out to say, The company has been on a PR tear recently and been publishing a ton of news out on the stock. Every time that they're dropping one of these press releases that they're winning an order, the stock is popping off of that. That's why he's long the stock. That was basically his short, medium-term move on it. And so I'm curious if anybody got into it. I haven't. But there we go. At least one person in the chat did it. They made $9. There we go.
Good. Somebody just dropped Roku in the chat. Dear Lord, did you see Roku today?
No.
What is going on? Sometimes I feel like these trades that I don't make, because I assume they're just too obvious. Like this Roku trade, it's like they are doing something with the Olympics, right? They've got some deal with NBC to broadcast a lot of Olympic stuff on the Roku platform. Olympics start today, obviously, or opening ceremonies were today. It just seems so obvious. You think everyone knows this. There's no way the market's gonna rally on this because this is old news. But
only I don't know why you have to make this political, Spencer.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's up 9% today, almost 9%. And the only thing that's going on is that they have the Olympics, which we knew they would have. Anyway, huge move. Is that an all-time high? We're close to an all-time high. All-time high is 486, and we're at 456 right now.
All right, so you guys heard Spencer say that level, 486. If you're looking for a spot to get in, check this out. These are weekly candles we're looking at. We have three weekly candles with that high right at that 486 level. If you're in it now, watch yourself as you move into that all-time high. We blow through that. Who knows where we're stopping?
Luke, I want to know.
I think that this is actually at high of day. I might take this one out, Spencey.
Hey, now.
Should I do it?
On the short side?
No, we're going long, baby. I don't short stocks that are at all-time highs.
We just said it's not.
Okay, it's 8% away. No way.
Good math.
Sorry that I'm good at math, too. You know why, Spencer?
Because you're hot stocks, Luke.
I stay filled. All right, there it is. There's number two, hitting Roku on the upside. Guys, the level that I'm going to be watching is that 46 that Spencer called out. Stocks approaching that high at high of the day. Here's basically the catalyst for the swing trade. Is you have this weekend, right, opening of Olympics. I bet there's analyst notes that drop pre-market on Monday talking about how much utilization Roku got for the streaming of the Olympics. So positive analyst commentary. I think that's what gives us the pop on Monday up to or through that all-time high. If we take it out, great. If not, then I'll stop out of this thing pretty quickly.
Luke, do you own any Chinese education stocks like TAL or EDU?
Oh.
Good. Don't look. Do you own? You ever own any like alcohol stocks, like Sam?
No.
Sam's down 24%.
I don't own any Sin stocks, Spencer.
Sam's down 24% today. I know you don't care because you're not a big drinker, but apparently their sales declined year over year. So I guess people were drinking a lot last year and a lot less this year.
All right, Spencey, what about DD?
Yeah, I was.
Today's maybe the day. Today's the YOLO trade day. Today's maybe the day to take a crack at DD.
As much as I do like hate all of these Chinese stocks, and I mentioned this morning, but you know we had a chat challenge the other week, and the winner won because they picked DD, right? Because sometimes the stocks that are punished the most can just decide to rip higher for 2 or 3 days just because. And from that point of view, you know, Didi's definitely a candidate to rip higher at some point. Like, Didi's a candidate to go to, like, $12 over the course of, like, 2 days. Right? That's a 50% gainer. It's certainly a candidate to do that.
All right. And if you guys don't know what DD is, ticker DIDI, Delta India. This is Uber of China. And the company went public 2 weeks ago now, maybe 3 weeks. That same week that it went public, Chinese officials took it off of the app store because of like security concerns with how they're collecting user data. Basically, it fucked with everybody who bought into the stock right after it became public in the US. Here's what I think the bull case for a DD is that it is like ubiquitous in China. I mean, it's like if there's Uber and Lyft, but there was no Lyft, right? All that there is Uber. There's one solution for anybody to come out and replace that solution. There's a lot of infrastructure to be built. There's a lot of consumer behavior to be built.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It's just not going to happen. And so that's why I think, you know, is there a little bit of market manipulation going on? Maybe, sure. But that said, I mean, it is so ubiquitous. And then you have a day like today, the stock is selling off without, I don't believe that there's actually any news out on DD.
Well,
I think the stock is down on, is there news on it?
It's just like, it's the same headline from like every day, like Chinese government considering.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The stock's not down 20% on that headline today. The stock is down 20% because of the Chinese education headline, right? Which is the Chinese education companies may be forced to go to become nonprofits. I think that this is a decent candidate, Spencer, to buy some cheap puts it, or buy some cheap far out calls in and just let it ride. Right. You know how much capital you're risking, right? Whatever you decide to spend on those calls, you give yourself plenty of time. I'm talking several months. The stock got up to, I believe, as high as 18. Yep. That was the all time high of the stock. It's at 8 right now. Opinions on that one. Again, the thesis is the headlines are going to die down. It's ubiquitous in China. It's not going anywhere. We're all getting shaken out now. This could be one of those obvious trades.
All right, here's my reaction for every Chinese stock under the sun. I just want no part in anything.
You're going?
I'm running away.
But all right. So here's the option chain on DD. I'll zoom in on the call side of it. All right. Again, stock is at $8 right now. The high in the stock was 18 on the day that it went public. Again, I think this is one of those candidates where you can buy some way out inexpensive calls. Right now I'm looking 119 days out. I mean, that gives me 4 months. You know, you take a crack at the tens, it's $1.30, $130 a contract. Opinion on that?
Yeah, there is a setup there. Yes, that. I'm sorry. Can you say how much they cost again?
All right. So Brad, shout out Brad, Trading Grounds in the chat. He said he'll buy options with me. He's looking at $10 strike.
Okay,
September 17th.
And how much they cost?
90 cents, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the worst trade in the world. It's not the worst.
Is it the best trade in the world, Spencer?
I don't know.
All right. We're going.
We're doing it?
Yeah.
All right. While you do that, I'm just curious. I'm looking up like what the biggest earnings
report. All right, I will put a limit on thin options trades, though.
He's not that stupid. He's dumb, but he ain't that dumb.
All right, let's see if I stay filled.
I can't. What does that say?
I stay filled, Spencer.
Oh, geez.
All day. Let's go.
September 17th. September 17th. All right.
September 17th. 90 cents. 5 contracts. We have $450 on the line. If this thing were to get back to all-time highs, how much would you make on that, Spencer? So there, it's a $10 strike, $8.
All-time high is 18.
Times 500 shares minus my initial 450, so we make $3,500.
Yeah, right? I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you.
No, we're just after it today, baby. Oh, Wish. We got to talk about Wish, Spencer. I think that Wish is the best crack pipe reseller on the internet.
Oh, I think that's not up for debate. Their whole business model is let's go find all the crappiest goods in China and tell you that they're crappy and you'll still buy them from us.
All right, let's buy something, Spencer, for producer AB.
Did you get a raise or something I don't know about?
I'm just feeling funky with all these Mountain Dews, Spencer. Shout out Chris Folk. Chris Folk, good friend of Benzinga. Guess what he mailed me, Spencer?
A box of Mountain Dew.
He mailed me 60 bangs and 4 12 packs of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you know, I've had three or four of those Mountain Dews. I've had more Mountain Dew in the last week than I had in the last like 8 years. It's crazy.
All right, would producer AB like this?
Yeah, you know, let's buy something for producer AB. That's a good idea.
For 50 cents?
I can't really tell what I'm looking at, though. What? Hold on. Let's go.
Would you use this, Spencer? I don't know what this is for. You know what this is?
You don't know what that's for? I think I know what that is. I don't want to.
Oh, look at this. Look at these cute little baggies. You can store beads in there.
No, Aaron Breed does not need baggies. Is this, is this all paraphernalia? What is this?
This is wish.com, Spencer. Have you ever been to wish.com?
Yeah, like once. Wait, you know what? Buy him the steering wheel.
Did you not know this is what wish.com? Yes, we're getting him the $2 Barack Obama ring.
Buy him the steering wheel cover.
Get seven. I don't know how this works. All right.
There is no way that this company is secure with your information. I'm sorry. There is just no way.
What ring size do you think he is?
What are the ring size options?
Well, I've got a lot of shit in my wish.com shopping cart. Jesus. We're going to take out the crack pipes. Oh, yep.
Hey, wait, where's Jason today? I thought he was coming in. Do we know?
Dude, do we ever know?
No. We have no idea ever.
All right, here's the Benzinga address, state, Michigan.
Hold on. Don't put the information up on there. I'll take it off.
I have no fear, Spencer.
No. I took it off the screen.
You know what I have fear of?
You have a fear of being buried alive.
Yep, that's all.
Yep. It's your only fear?
Yeah.
Do you ever have dreams about random positions that you don't actually own? Like, oh, you wake up, oh, okay, I wasn't short Amazon. Oh, I didn't lose 100,000% last night. Okay.
Yeah. I have nightmares about phone calls. Like today I had some big phone calls this morning that I wasn't super prepared for. And I get nightmares about those. Like, okay. I might as well just spend the night getting ready for it rather than sleeping.
Yeah. Wait, Luke, do you have a favorite Olympic sport? Speaking of
snowboarding, obviously everybody likes that.
No, I meant Summer Olympics.
Nobody likes the Summer Olympics.
Okay, fine.
Do you?
Yeah, I thought everyone liked the Summer Olympics. No, you're saying no one likes them? I thought everyone liked them. I like them.
What do you watch?
Swimming? Hell yeah!
Oh, come on, how much swimming can you watch, dude?
I mean, and track, swimming and track, man.
Swimming is cool for like two races.
I like races, man. Swimming and track are my favorites. Yeah, training grounds is right. Winter is greater than summer, but summer is still
cool. Of course. Snowboarding, dude. Oh, I got to...
Wait, Mikey wants to know your fear of getting buried alive under what? Like with what?
Spencer's burning glare. He's a very crabby guy. I don't think people realize that.
Wait, is it safe to bring your screen up on or no?
Yeah.
It is?
No, I'm trying.
No. All right, fine.
Oh, that was my credit card number on it. No, that was bad.
I told you. It's like every day is me telling Luke something, being ignored, and then that thing happening.
All right, I'm using Jason's credit card.
As you should. As you should. Chat.
He's going to be pissed.
Chat, what tickers are you watching right now?
We got to talk about Wish.
We just did. No?
Come on. We didn't talk about the stock.
Okay, I'm seeing a
ready?
I'm seeing a quadruple bottom. I don't know. I'm making that up. Here.
Boom, Spencer. Do you know what I do?
You stay filled.
I stay filled, baby. On its way for producer AB. I don't know which way producer AB leans. So I got him the $2 Barack Obama ring and the $2 Donald Trump ring.
18 karat gold, huh?
$2.
Wow.
How can you not be long wish.com with prices like that?
Did I ever tell you that after the Wish IPO, because it was around the Super Bowl, I think, I saw an ad for their stock. They like did a commercial. They were like, we're public on the NASDAQ. Buy our stock. I was like, is that legal? Can you even do that?
Fundamentally speaking, and again, if we're being serious for 8 minutes on this Friday afternoon, I am a big value guy, right? Like I'm not a deep value person where I'm looking for like a sub-1 price to book, but I'm always looking at valuation and especially EV to EBITDA. Wish is horrible from a valuation perspective. I mean, there is no margin in that business. Revenue would have to grow so exponentially for the company to ever achieve any sort of positive.
I'm out. What is EV to EBITDA?
Enterprise value to EBITDA, Spencer.
Okay.
Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. It's not operating income. There you go. That's a simpler way to put it.
Okay. I mean, don't assume everyone knows what you know. Jeez.
We didn't know that you could buy crack pipes on Wish.com. We're all learning a lot.
We didn't all go to the University of Michigan Ross School of whatever. We can't all be as smart as you, Luke. By the way, do you guys know that Luke was like valedictorian of his like college class?
And now I just waste my time doing this every day.
You and I ended up in the same boat somehow.
All right. So Wish.com, chart is ugly, valuation is ugly. I see no reason to get into this stock unless the Donald Trump and Barack Obama rings come out amazingly.
Wait, do we have an ETA on shipping or no?
I don't know. Let's take a peek.
Is it like next week or is it like next year?
Shipping by July 30th.
Okay.
When is it going to get here? I don't know, man. It's got to be like 6 weeks. Like we will have forgotten about it by the time it gets here. There's no doubt about that. It's going to show up and we'll be like, what the hell did I order?
Is it coming here? Or is it going straight to AB's apartment?
It's coming to the office.
Okay. Cool.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. We would definitely forget about this.
All right. I'm throwing this out to the chat, guys. Wish.com. Like the stock. One. Don't like the stock. Two. I think there's no way to get wrong it.
Can we do a chat challenge? A chat challenge. When do you think these rings will show up? Winner.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right. If you guys want to do that, if you want to do some wagers on the date that the rings arrive, put the three in the chat. If so, we will get that up. And that reminds me, Spencer, we do need to talk about NVIDIA.
Why?
That was our chat challenge for this week.
It's not NVIDIA. We Dimitri used to yell at us.
I'm saying NVIDIA.
Okay.
All right. Is it more important to be right or to not sound like a nerd, Spencer? That's the question to ask yourself.
Wait. Okay. we're getting a few threes. So they want to do a chat challenge on,
Is it enough or we're actually going to have like some decent interaction or is it only a couple? I'm looking for the NVIDIA one.
Steve says August 10th. That's not a bad guess. Don't.
All right, we'll open up a spreadsheet then.
Wait, don't guess in the chat because we won't see it or it won't count. Luke is going to drop a spreadsheet in the chat and that's where you can do your thing.
All right, spreadsheet is here. We ran this on Monday, okay? Monday, 12:30 Eastern, exactly, 4 days ago. Question was, what price will NVIDIA finish the week at? We had the stock split, so this was before the split. People had to guess the price post-split.
Right.
A lot of people had trouble with that divide by four math. I had to make a couple of adjustments to help your numbers out a little bit, guys. But all right, let's zoom into a five-day view of the chart. Here we go. Stock is positive on the week. That means Zinger Nation guessed the direction correctly. Both the average and the median guesses were both positive for the week. If we go ahead and we look at the spreadsheet, guys, we're calling the contest right here. 194.50. Okay, 194.50. We have it sorted. Who has the closest guess? Scott Shortridge. Boom. You see it, Spency?
I do.
Scott Shortridge in the chat coming in at 195.
We're at 194.50 right now, so very nice job.
I came in at 203, overshot a little bit. Overshot by about 2%. So, Scott, shout out, Scott. Make sure you email SpencerIsrael@Benzinga.com, guys. SpencerIsrael@Benzinga.com. That's the email address. You can go ahead and click the Benzinga
Mix. Nice job, Scott. Email me. I'll just pass you along to someone else. But no, in all seriousness, we will get you some swag. Wait, nice. Five dip wins again. Very nice.
Good.
Wait, I got a few of those as well.
Pump and pow, baby.
All right. So back to the wish thing. You want to do a thing about that? And I can't stay until one, just so you know.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Good
Does he look like a bitch?
Okay, I have a thing and one I gotta hop off on before that at like 12:50. So we're gonna end at like, I don't know, 12:55 or whatever.
All right. Well, can we at least check in how our trades are looking that we made on the show?
What is this? We don't let me in with you.
All right. Are we guessing what price the rings are coming?
Yes, please. The people want it. You got to give the people what they want.
All right. AB's rings. We're switching it now. Share only with Benzinga. It is going to the entire internet.
Oh, man.
Anyone with the link is now an editor. And we are going to leave this one open. We're not going to close it off. So you will be able to go in, adjust your answers, adjust other people's answers in the future. Because we stay filled on this show, Spencer. There it is. Link is in the chat. Spammed it in there a couple times, guys. We're going to ask you to fill out two things. One, you're going to fill out your name. That's in column A. You can choose a nickname. Two, we're going to ask you to put the date of arrival. We'll put that in column C. We have order date. We're just going to plug it in for everybody here. Estimated days to arrive. We'll do the quick little math for you. And then you can put a funny message in column F. Okay.
How do we
order date? What's the date today? We are looking at 23. There you go. Days to arrival. So we're
Master of Songs is asking a fair question. Where's the benchmark here? What did Wish say again?
It said it's shipping on the 30th.
They said it's shipping on July 30th. That's what they said. So when does it arrive? I'm going to say...
All right, HS Luke, that's me. Put it in, Spency. We're going 8-9, no way. Give me 9-2. I might be the street high, baby. 41 days for this thing to get here.
All right.
COVID. Okay, that's pretty good.
7:23. Date of arrival.
Yeah. Nobody can say that we don't have fun on this show.
I don't see any.
The show is basically CNBC, but less useful and in higher entertainment value.
Yeah, the earliest date. I like it. I like having the earliest date. Spencer sucks.
All right, let's run some math. Here, move our column F over to E. So that way we can get our quickest. We're going to have our latest. We're going to have our average date of arrival, and we're going to have our median date of arrival, okay? So quickest equals min.
Do you want to get the mode in there as well?
I don't know if there's enough data for that. Nice. Somebody wrote over my median. Thanks, guys.
Be nice, people. Luke could be, you know, watching YouTube videos right now, but instead he's here with us.
I don't have much else to do with my life. I don't have many friends. All right, guys. Quickest date of arrival. We have some error here. Min max. How was the min and the max?
Wait, come on. Mine wasn't quickest? What? No, I did make mine. I said 8-9. Yeah, that's pretty damn early. 25? Is that what someone said? Guys, if you don't know, Luke is an Excel power user. Like an official Excel / Google Sheet power user. The guy is a wizard with this stuff.
All right, guys. So the earliest date of arrival that anybody is guessing, 8-9-2021.
That's me.
That's Spencer. Latest date of arrival, 8-9-2025.
That would be late.
We would forget about it by then.
Would be late. Well, I think I would remember. You would forget.
All right. Average 10/22/2021. Definitely thrown off by the 2025 date. We do the median for a reason, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Average is a fuck you metric. And then the median is 8/27/2021. Somebody put medium. I don't know what we're going with medium, but we'll take it. There you go. 69 days. There we go.
Wait, is that the median? That can't be.
The median? No, the median was 8/27/2021.
Okay. Cool. All right, Luke, I had fun with you. I did, but I have a call that
I've heard that one before.
I have to get ready for this call at 1 o'clock.
What call is it, Spencer?
I'm actually glad you asked. We are recording the next episode of the Deviate to Win podcast, which is a podcast that we produce with Jason Ader from Spring Owl Asset Management. And the next episode is today. He's talking to Robert Goldstein. Does that name ring a bell? It might. It should. He is the CEO. I believe the CEO of Las Vegas Sands.
And if you guys like Spencer tomorrow.
He's a COO. COO of Las
Vegas. 9 a.m. Spencer. Tomorrow, what are you going to be doing? Why don't you leave us with that?
I hate you, man. All right. The Benzinga Boot Camp is tomorrow, 9 to 5, all day. Educational content. Peter Tuckman, David Green, Tim Quast, Anne-Marie Band, and more. BenzingaBootCamp.com to learn more.
And my understanding was that you wanted to co-host it with Neil.
Is that what I said?
Rather than myself?
Is that what I said?
All right, guys, if you think that Spencer would make a better host of the Benzinga Bootcamp all-day education on Saturday, tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, put a 1 in the chat. If not, put the 2. But if we get a lot of 1s, overwhelming support of Spencer, I may not be able to do it. My self-esteem is going to be too crushed.
It would be, but
I have other shit to do tomorrow.
It would be a huge sacrifice for you, for sure.
All right, guys, we traded 3 stocks in the show. Let's recap it.
Ron Willis, you take that back. You know, Joseph, you take that back. You take that back.
What else do we trade today, Spencer? We bought DD calls September 17th. DD calls, $10 strikes, $90 a contract. And then we hit Roku for a swing trade in the all-time highs. Guys, hit subscribe. Like the stream. We'll be going back and looking at how each of those 3 trades performed on Monday morning.
Wait, one thing before you go, Luke, are you excited for Doge Day today?
Yes.
Yeah? Co-founder of Doge on Moon or Bust, and then Doge Trivia at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, look at it, Spencer. Everybody wants you to do it. Wow.
Wait.
Interactive Brokers is good. I am a fan. You know why? The freaking leverage is insane. I'm spending money I don't have to make these trades. It's crazy, Spencer.
The leverage is insane. Famous
and it's cheap as hell. I paid 2%.
Famous last words. The leverage is insane.
2% a year, Spencer. It's free money. Worst case scenario, you declare bankruptcy.
You're young. You have time to recover. All right. I have to hop. News recording.
All right.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.